there were the whole group, Oivdim. Oivdim. Oivdim means people serving Hashem. That's when we say Oivdim, I mean the people were serving Hashem, a breast of earth, which they held with 248 of their limbs and the belt of Rabbeinu, and just went with Rabbeinu, threw over behind them the whole, all the world, all the pleasures of the world, and just went to serve Hashem with the way of Rabbeinu. One of the main works of Rav Shmuel in the beginning, when he first started working, serving Hashem seriously, after he came close to Breslev, it was Dibuk Chaverim. They were together, friends together, right? It's a whole thing like that, right? When you learn together with someone, when we're sitting together and learning together, we get more chizuk. When you're alone, it's harder, right? But Rav Shmuel, with his personality, he was what made the group just rise and rise and rise more and more. Since that this group, they were all, part of their work was to be hidden, not that people won't know about them, so it was kind of hard to find the stories about them. But still, there's a lot of good stories here about them, okay? And Dabka, and this generation, which is full of materialism, that we don't know the Bren, you know, Bren means like a burn, like the fire, burning fire that they lived in. Still, we'll try to, here we'll mention some of the names here, and then we have some stories. Shmuel Shapira, Rabbi Avraham Yaakov Goldreich, Rabbi Nachman Hellman, Rabbi Yaakov Belzevsky, Rabbi Yonu Lebel, Rabbi Yaakov Melamed, and Rabbi Mordechai Lezer Rubinstein. I know his son. Rabbi Shmuel Chechik, and more. You know, near the forest of Sanhedria, there's caves of the Sanhedrin. And in those days, there was no neighborhood there. It was just empty land, forest, whatever there was there, just some empty land. And there was these caves. Right? And every single night, this little group of wrestlers used to go out from the old city into that place, that field, and their screamings were heard far away. People were able to hear them. There was nothing. There was nothing in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was the old city, a little bit here.
Where is that?
Where? At the end of Shmuel.
There's a park there now, right?
There's a park there, exactly there.
Yeah.
Where the park is. Today you can't scream there at night. You call the police on you. Yes, it's not nice. I mean, people are sleeping there, kids sleeping there. It's a neighborhood. Even in the forest, people put notice on the trees, don't scream at night here. Because it's between Ramot and Sanhedrin. You want to scream, go to the desert. Besides, you should never scream if someone can hear you. Even the most cold nights, rain, snow, freezing, they used to go talk to Hashem every night at midnight. They used to go, and there was not, that wasn't paved like today. It was mud. They used to go into these caves, right? That's where they used to hide from the coldness and the rain. And that's where they used to scream to Hashem.
Now you can go to these caves now.
No, now there's like
they're
a.
Burned up. They're burned up.
What are they?
They're burned up.
Yeah, burned up. Yeah. Yeah. A Canadian accent.
Burned up.
Get over it. It's different than what I usually. Depends from New York. It's different.
I think there's still a group that leaves from Meir Shearim at midnight.
Yeah. There's more than one group.
Yeah.
They go to the. Yeah, of course. Now it's big. But it's not like then. They walked in the snow and the cold every single night. No one paid them for it. No one this.
I would take the light rail there.
Two stops down the road. Down the rail.
He means Ammunition Hill?
Yeah. Then you make a left there and a right and you go down. Okay. Of Yeshua Ben Rubinstein. Ah, I love it. He gives great stories of Rubinstein. He says like this. Once I came to Miron. In the entrance to the Me'ara, down on the bottom, where the Me'ara is, sat Rabbi Yisrael Ben Odesser at the end of his life. He could hardly see anything. I went over to him, Saba Yisrael, yeah? Nanach. And I told him, he was big tzaddik. I went over to him, I told him, Shalom Aleichem, I'm the son of Mordechai Lezer Rubinstein. He was also one of his friends. He said, oh, oh, he said, if I would have screamed in the forest, you know, yeah, like your father and other guys, I would have had sons which tzaddikim like your father had. Because all of his children went off to there. All of his children went off to there. Because what happened? He said like this. We used to meet and go, we used to go out and go together to the field. And we used to meet together. Your father, Rosh Shapira, used to go down and scream to Hashem. And I used to stand on top and dance and sing all night, which is also a great thing. But I didn't scream to Hashem. I used to dance and sing. So my kids went off. Their kids also leaking. So because they screamed to Hashem. There was a small mikveh in Batei Machaseh in the old city, which is called Chaim Zonnenfeld's mikveh. And that's where they used to go to the mikveh. There was another tzaddik whose name was Rav Nachman Hellman. We used to call him Rav Nachman Shoytek. Shoytek means silent. He was always silent. He never, if it wasn't Torah or something, silent. Complete. Can't talk with him. Okay. So then it became too much tension with the Arabs and stuff because they were afraid to go out there. So they used to go to Na'arat Tzidkiyahu. Na'arat Tzidkiyahu is down in the valley between the Har HaBayit and the Mount of Olives, which has a lot of a picture here of it. Yeah, and stuff. You have to be dangerous there. You could also lose yourself and die in there. But they used to go there and also scream Tasha.
He should have screamed, or he should have screamed for the success of his
children and a lot of things. I'll tell you a story that I heard from the Mashgiach of Naftali Lindel downstairs. He knew Rav Shmuel Shapira. He's the same age as his children. He grew up in the same neighborhood of Rav Shmuel Shapira. He said that once it was Ben Azvani. Yeah, it was off in Pesach. And he said, the Mashgiach told me, I have sisters. If I was in the house, it was just to bother everyone. So I said, I'll go to Meron until Pesach. What do I have to do here? I'll go to Meron. And he went to Meron. And then he was taking a walk down where the with the cave of Hillel HaZaken and his students, if anyone knows. And he was screaming. Like someone's dying or something. Someone's being attacked. I don't know. So he goes there and he sees Rav Shmuel Shapira in there. His face, if anyone knows, the graves are like humps. If you put your face between, you still have Shmuel with his face between them, screaming. It's all, get out! It's all, get out! Get out! It's all! He said, I didn't need to hear any muscles from anyone for half a year. I was so shocked from what I saw. The Mashgiach downstairs, you ask him.
So he has a more screaming to the Yisra, to get on?
Yeah. Shmuel Shapira, what kind of Yisra do we have? Who started this whole group was Avev Cheshen. Avev Cheshen was a big, big tzaddik. His children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, all here in the Shalayim, they give shiur in all over the place like their grandfather used to.
What's his last name?
Cheshen. Yeah. He used to pay, get money and pay them that every Thursday night, if they're up all night or whatever. So they used to pay them, used to give them a shilling, a certain amount of money. Yeah.
You know, it's a good thing. The kids see their father singing and dancing.
They didn't see their father. Maybe they did, sorry. Of course it's good. But you have to daven for your children. Of course. It's not Chas Shalom. It's a big tzaddik. Can't even imagine. Can you dance 6 to 8 hours straight? You read the stories of Shmuel Horvitz. Can't even imagine what they were. They were fire. Just trying to take a little glance at what they were so we could learn something out of it.
Somebody asked Rabbi Yosef, his father, what did you do? You had such a son. You became a Galador. So the father of Rabbi Yosef said, I'm a simple store owner, but every single Torah, I made sure I gave cover to the Torah. I danced many hours every single Torah. I think he felt that was the...
It could be?
Yeah.
Could be. He had other children which weren't so good in the Chalavadis.
We learned about him also that from the age of 13 he never looked at a woman.
Yeah,
Chalavadis Yosef.
His parents were tzaddikim, even though his father was also Talmid Chacham. Avel Vilcheshin, big, big tzaddik. You just see a picture of him, the big little picture here. Big, big tzaddik. He used to daven. No one saw, if you just looked at him from the side, you didn't see anything. You were just standing still. If you looked at his face, it was tears pouring. We can't even imagine what this is. That's how Davin Shmonesra. That's how Davin Shmonesra. Regular Shmonesra of weekday. To stand there, not moving, tears pouring out of his eyes. Big tzaddik. Baba Cheshin used to go with Rav Avadia Yosef a lot, the kiruv, all of this. He's a big tzaddik. In those days, the Kotel HaMaharavi, right, the Kotel, the Western Wall, it was only a little, it wasn't like today, all wide up, open. It was all houses of Arabs. It was a little thing at the edge. That was the Kotel, the wall. Right?
It was 2 meters wide.
Yeah.
Right.
It's really, really, it's like a road. It was a path. It was a path. So after they used to go to the mikvah, they used to go through the path to the old city, to the Kotel. And they saw the coastal like today, you go to the coastal, you can't cry, it's too nice. Right? If you stand far away to see the golden thing, then you start crying. But if you don't see it, you go down there, beautiful. What? Air conditioned in the summer, heated in the winter, oh, it's nice, the floor.
All the tourists, all the pictures,
gorgeous,
all the wood for
the
wall.
Wall is clean. Who needs Beis HaMikdash, Chas v'Shalom? It's all gorgeous, right? Books, furniture, it's really nice, right? Just forget that you have to daven for Beis HaMikdash when you go there. Mash. But in those days, they felt it. It was really a disgrace for the way it was. Aya hamamad hazeh aya hazuy v'surrealisti. What's surrealisti in English? Surrealist?
Surrealist.
So what does that mean? The weird, right?
Yeah.
Weird, yeah. Yeah, they saw it, right? They used to scream there. Scream the Tikkun Chatzot. But there was a soul to light also. There were times that you couldn't even light a candle there. Didn't let them, the British, whoever that was there. So they used to scream it by heart. They knew it all by heart. So we'll stop here for this week.
Let's just say on Sunday.